Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Lamed Ches, page Lamed Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. We are finishing up Simin Reish Samach Gimel. We are at the very top of page Lamed Ches, V'yesh Omrim. So we're right in the middle of Si'if Yud Dalet. V'yesh Omrim, Shosin Er Shuluk L'Shem Shabbos, Asu Liga Ba'al Ha'osu Ba'ashem Na'afilim Kava, Asu L'Taltalo. Some say that ner that you use to light Shabbos candles, you're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to add any oil, and even if it gets extinguished, you're not allowed to be metaltal. The ner becomes totally muktzah. You're not allowed to touch it at all. Siv katan and zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu afilu achar shlo hiduk adayin velo kibel Shabbos. Even if you haven't been mekabel Shabbos, came kasevar v'zeruah v'kasev magen Avram atam. And the magen Avram explains, does lishita say the kabbalas tzibur b'taus shma kabbalah, that when the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos b'taus, that counts as a kabbalah Shabbos. V'im kein huktzah ner l'mitzvaso. So the ner is designated for the mitzvah that it's supposed to do. So since for the owner of the ner it became muksa, so it's muksa for everybody. So you're not allowed to touch it, lest you come to be mishtamish, lest you come to use it. But for the sake of a mitzvah, we can be mekel. Kasva Primagadim writes, Misha l'gner ner Shabbos ba'oda yom gadol. If a person lit ner Shabbos early, the histah shalol l'kabel Shabbos, and they made a tanai. Remember, we had two opinions of Shulchan Aruch whether you're allowed to make such a tanai, but we do assume that when there's a need, a person's allowed to make a tanai, that they're not being mekabel Shabbos when they light Shabbos candles. Afilu hachi still, the ner is designated only for its mitzvah purpose, and you're not allowed to use it for any mundane purpose. And even other people are not allowed to use it for mundane purpose, not only the person who lit it themselves. Okay, moving on to Si'if Tesvav. Let's say a person has not yet davened mincha on Erev Shabbos, but the tzibur made early Shabbos, so they were ready mekabel Shabbos. Lo yispalel mincha bosa beis haknesses. You're not allowed to daven mincha in a shul where the whole tzibur is already mekabel Shabbos. A lot of times this happens, people come late to shul on Friday night, so if the tzibur is making early Shabbos, if they're making late Shabbos and you're late to shul, so that's a real problem. But if even if they're making early Shabbos and you're late to shul, and you figure it's broad daylight outside, so I could still say mincha, if they've already been mekabel Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven mincha in that shul if they've already been mekabel Shabbos. What do? You go out of the shul and you daven mincha, and then you could come in. And that's provided that you yourself haven't been mekabel Shabbos. If you walked in, let's say, late to shul on Friday night, and you hear Baruch Hu Hashem, and you right away respond to Baruch Hu, there's a Kabbalah Shabbos right there. So now you're not going to be allowed to daven mincha at all. Not even outside of the shul, you're not going to be able to daven mincha. Sif Nunches, Shekiblu, Hainu Ba Miros Baruch Hu, Obi Mizmor Shiliyom Shabbos, Kalmakum Lufimin Hago, Gedol Zim Reish Samachal Sif Dalayin Sham. What does it mean they were Makabal Shabbos? Either that they said Mizmor Shiliyom Shabbos or that they said Baruch Hu. Lo Yispalel, Hainu Afilu Oriyom Gadol, even though it's broad daylight outside, Mishm Shachre Shakal Kitchu Ayom, Lo Yasenu Chaletzlam. Once the Tzibor was Makabal Shabbos, you can't make, act as a weekday and daven weekday mincha in a room where everyone was Makabal Shabbos. Avalimana, Hainu. If you already answered Baruch Hu Vaso Batzmo Kodesh Banias Baruch Hu, so you yourself were Mekabel Shabbos, Ve'ichasen Achar Kachol, so then you can't have a mincha anywhere after that. Umishmachi Las Takanta, so there's nothing you could do about it. So what do? You're going to have to daven a double Mariv, Shtayim, two Marivs. Hainu Mitchil L'Shem Shabbos, the first Shmona Esrei for Shabbos, V'Achar Kach Shia L'Tashlumi Mincha, and then the second Shmona Esrei as Tashlumin for your Mincha. V'im Hafach, and if you did it backwards, meaning you daven the mincha shmon esrei first, and then the marv shmon esrei efshar diyotze. It's possible that you yotze hol va'adayin yom hu's man mincha, because it's still light outside, so it's still mincha time. Kein kasubim gadim simzem. Meaning, normally, if you do it backwards, you're not yotze, right? Normally, when you're doing tefilas tashlumin, you got to do the chiyuv one first, and then the makeup one second. And if you do the chiyuv one the makeup one first, and then the chiyuv one second, you're still going to have to daven another one because you haven't really done the tashlumin yet. But over over here, if you reverse it, it could be that you're Yotze. Okay, Seif Tes Zayin. In Balabes, Knas Samach Lekabal Satsibur Shabbos, Maskel Espalel Mincha Vafal Pishabodum Espalel, Yikabal Tzibur Shabbos, Ein Bekach Klum. Let's say you walk into Shul and they're saying Bam Madlikin. So, or let's say they're in the last stanzas of Lechadodi, and you assume Ms. Mashil Yom Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos, and you haven't done Mincha yet. So they're in the last stanzas of Lechadodi. So right now they haven't been Mekabel Shabbos yet, so you could still have Mincha in the Shul. But you know that by the time you finish Mincha Shmon Esrei, by then they will have been Mekabel Shabbos. You could still do it. You could still daven Mincha there anyway. Hold the Hiskel Batu, because as long as when you started the Tzibur was not Mekabel Shabbos, that's okay. Sivkat Nesamach Beis, Maskel Espal, Mincha Velo Yamten Hashiyan Baruch Hu, Demyan Shuv Lo Yuchal Espal Achar Kach Mincha. Don't wait till Mizmer Shil Yom Shabbos or Baruch Hu before you start davening your Mincha, because the second you do that, you're not going to be allowed to daven your Mincha. The only way you're allowed to daven your Mincha is if you start before their Mekabel Shabbos. Hold the Hiskel Batu, and that's fine since you started bad. And even though you know that you're not even going to get halfway through Shmon Esrei before the Tzibur gets to Baruch Hu, halfway through your Mincha Shmon Esrei before the Tzibur gets to Baruch Hu, Mikol Makom Mikri Yischol Behater. That's still called that you started Behater. Because the reality is that this Isser that we're talking about, that you're not allowed to daven Vachadikah Shmon Esrei when everyone else was Mekabel Shabbos, it's not really an Isser, it's a Chumra B'Alma, so it's good enough to be Machmir that don't start your Shmon Esrei, your weekday Shmon Esrei after everyone was Mekabel Shabbos. But if you know that by the time you finish Mincha Shmon Esrei, the Tzibur will have been Mekabel Shabbos, it is better to go out to the hallway and daven, meaning it is better not to do so in Shul. Meaning the best situation is not to be in a Shul where everyone was Mekabel Shabbos and you're still davening a weekday Shmon Esrei. You're not allowed to be doing that if you start the weekday Shmon Esrei after everyone's Mekabel Shabbos. It's best not to do that, not to even finish your weekday Shmon Esrei after everyone's been Mekabel Shabbos. Sif Yud Zayin. Final sif in the siman. Yesh om shemisha kibul of Shabbos kodem shechashecha mutul lomel Yisrael chaver lasal sal melacha. Happens all the time. You make early Shabbos and you realize, oh, we forgot to turn off the oven, we forgot to turn on the light, we forgot to do this, we forgot to do that. So I live two doors down from the shul and we have our living room windows faced right out to the street where everyone walks by on their way to shul. So we just watch and who's coming by. If we made early Shabbos and we forgot to do something, who's coming to the late minyan? And whoever's coming to the late minyan, you grab him in and you can ask them to do malacha for you. There's no isra of amira li Yisrael in such a case. Says the Ramo, umutu lehanos meos malacha b'Shabbos, you're allowed to get benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. For kol shkem b'motzai Shabbos, mishema acher l'spal b'motzai Shabbos, shemam shuch sudas b'layla. And certainly, if you end Shabbos late and your shalashunas is going into the night, umutu lomer lechaveru l'Yisrael shekvar spal v'hivda. You can ask a Jewish person who's already said Avdallah to do Malacha for you. This happens at every weekend bar mitzvah, right? They do a musical Avdallah, and they have the video guy and the picture guy, and everyone is taking pictures, right? So how is the picture guy allowed to take pictures? Because you're ending Shabbos a little bit late. That guy already ended Shabbos. He said Avdallah, so you're allowed to ask him to do that. You can ask him to take pictures of what's going on. And you can get hana'a and eat from the malacha that he's doing. Sif katan samach dalid, mutar lomar, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kimish al chaveru mutar, since the Jew who has not yet been mekabel Shabbos is allowed to do malacha, einus ramira shayach b'zeh. It's not amira because he's not doing anything wrong. V'sif zeh ayrik sheish shohos har be'ad b'en hashmashos. And this is talking about where there's still plenty of time until b'en hashmashos. Dimu samach b'en hashmashos, because if you're right up against b'en hashmashos, b'vaday kiblu rovan she'ir Shabbos, then you have to assume the majority of the city was Mekabel Shabbos, and Bal Karcho, and the minority of the city is therefore subject to what the majority has done. And this din does not apply when you're close to Ben Hashmashos. Period. When you get close to Ben Hashmashos, don't Sorry, I just keep getting a phone call that's ruining the Zoom. So, Al Yamtinu Lomar Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Do not wait to say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. O Shar Ma'amar Manorgim Lomar B'Shil Kabbalah HaShabbos. Do not delay any part of Kabbalah HaShabbos. B'Shvil Eza Anoshim Waskim Veisam B'Nyaneim U'Mashon Lovel Beis HaKnesses. Meaning, if the shul is ready to daven, and it's already time to daven, and you say, ah, oh, but it's not nice, you know, Plony got home from work late probably, so he's not here yet, and he's heartbroken when he doesn't get to have a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos. So maybe we should wait a little bit. I don't know a shul on earth that would do this, but you know, maybe we should wait a little bit till Plony gets here before we start. No, don't wait. God doesn't have to wait for anybody. Shabbos doesn't have to wait for anybody. You do your Kabbalah Shabbos. The guy who's late will be late. Sivkat and Samachev, Kolchkin b'Motzai Shabbos, and certainly on Motzai Shabbos, you're allowed to ask somebody to do malacha for you if they've ended Shabbos, even though you haven't. Pirush Tabe Erev Shabbos Kvar Kibul Shabbos V'Yev Shalachsar V'Afilu Achi Shari. If you're allowed to ask on Erev Shabbos, where your decision to be Makabel Shabbos is irreversible, you are now stuck in Shabbos for the next 25 hours, and you're still allowed to ask somebody to do malacha for you on someone who hasn't been Makabel Shabbos to do malacha for you. So V'Kolchkin b'Motzai Shabbos Kol Shav V'Sham Rotzel Mispalal then on Motzai Shabbos, where at any moment if you want, you could just say Havdalah and you can make Shabbos over for you, then for sure you're allowed to ask someone who's already made Shabbos over for themselves to do Malacha for you. Hispalah the Hivdil, as long as that guy davened and said Havdalah, Hainush Hivdil but Fila, as long as he said Havdalah in his davening, the Bezem Mutalasas Malacha, because you're allowed to do Malacha as soon as you say Havdalah but Fila, even though he hasn't yet said Havdalah Alakos. Avshlu Hivdil Alakos. Umutalehanos, and you're allowed to benefit from that malacha. V'alavush oser, ele imkein beirach v'siach daito mea Shabbos. The lavush says, no, you're not. You're not allowed to get an off from the malacha unless you're benched and you are ready to end Shabbos. V'achronim eskimu ma'ashulchan aruch. But all the achronim agree with what it says in Shulchan Aruch. V'imamar, ha'mavdim l'kod shulchol be'emtza sudasa l'kuli al mashari. If you said ha'mavdim l'kod shulchol in middle of your shalashudis, you could turn on the lights. K'mosh kasa b'sof sim reish haditas. Tafilu ba'atzmo mut. You're allowed to do malacha. You're for sure allowed to ask another Jew who said Avdallah ready to do malacha, and you yourself are really even allowed to do malacha if you said Baruch Hamavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol. Problem is, if you already said Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol in middle of Shal HaShudis, not clear that you could say Ritzei when you bench at the end of Shal HaShudis. Kosova Prima Gadim, and then we conclude with a comment of the Prima Gadim. V'mosoi Shabbos eina yachin nigrar achar rov afu bishukulim lo spalu v'lo v'dilu yachulu l'avdil l'asos malach mishir gi azman. Let's say you have a flight to catch on Mosoi Shabbos. You don't have to say, well, the majority of the tzibur is still going to be keeping Shabbos for another 5 minutes, because by the time they get home and say Avdallah, so the majority of the Tzibur is still keeping Shabbos. No, you don't have to worry about the majority of the Tzibur. You're not Nigrar after the majority of the Tzibur. You could do your own thing. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that Shabbos candles can't be touched or added to even if you lit Al Tanai. Then we said that if you come to Shul after Baruchu, so if you didn't say Baruchu yourself, you could daven Mincha, but it has to be outside of the Shul. If you already said Baruchu yourself, then you can't daven Mincha, you got to do Tashlumin at Maariv. If you come to shul before the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos, so you could start mincha even though they're going to be mekabel Shabbos while you're still in the middle of mincha, but the Mishnah Berurah said it's still best to go outside. And then the last thing we said is that you can ask a Jew who has not been mekabel Shabbos yet on Friday, or a Jew who has already said Avdallah on Motzai Shabbos, to do malacha for you, even though for you it is Shabbos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon, Reish Samach Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening.